Today is Masechet Zvachim Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Tzadik on the Beis at the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara Boilahu. The Gemara begins with a very fundamental question. Tadim a Kodesh. If we have a situation where something is Tadir, where something happens on a regular basis, and we have something else which is Mekodesh, it represents something that is holier. And as we've been learning in our Perek, the Mishnayos and our Perek have been teaching us that there are two ways of making a determination what should come first, what takes precedent. One is the rule began the Perek with, Tadu V'Sheina, Tadu, Tadu Kodim. The other was the rule that something that's Mekodesh comes first. And now we have a dilemma. We have Tadir and Mekodesh coming together, which comes first. Rashi gives two examples. One example Rashi gives is you have the oil, the blood of a Tamid, and the blood of a Chatas. So Tamid, of course, is the example of something which is most Tadir, and Chatas is something that's most Mekodesh. Or another example Rashi gives, if we have Musfei Rosh Chodesh and a Par Hu'eda. So the Musfei Rosh Chodesh are more Tadir, and the Par Eda is a Chatas, so more power, it's more Mekodesh. What comes first? And the Gemara expresses both sides of the question. Tadim Mekodesh Ezmem Kodim. Tadim Kodim, do we say that the Tadim comes first? Mishum the Tadim, it has the attribute that it's Tadim. Or Dilma Mekodesh Kodim, or perhaps the Mekodesh should come first, the Kodesh because it's holier. Tashma, so the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from what we learned in the Mishnah. The Halacha in the Mishnah was that if we have a day that we have a Tamid, every day we have a Tamid, and it's also Rosh Chodesh. So the Tamidim, the Mishnah Paskin, come before the Masafim. The Afagav, the Masafim Kedisha, the Masafim are more holy. On Shabbos, we have the Musaf. Every Shabbos, we have the Musaf, and it brings with it the Kedusha Shabbos. Yet, the Mishnah is Paskining that the Tamid comes first. Answers the Gemara, a very fundamental teretz that the Gemara is going to use a number of times in our shir today. Otu Shabbos l'masof mahani l'tamidim lo yahani. What the Mishnah is answering is we're assuming that the Tamid of Shabbos and the Tamid of all week is the same carbon Tamid. And therefore, now on Shabbos we have an issue. What comes first? The Tamid or the Musaf of Shabbos? Says the Gemara, the Tamid of Shabbos is a different Tamid. It's a Shabbos digger Tamid. And a Shabbos digger Tamid is more than a weekday Tamid. It's also infused with the Kedusha Shabbos. And since it's also infused with the Kedusha Shabbos, it also has this level. So it has both advantages. It's Tadir and Mekodesh, and therefore it certainly comes first. So Gemara tries to bring another raya. The halacha is when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we have to bring a Musaf for Shabbos and a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So it says in the Braisa, Musrei Shabbos Kodmin L'Musrei Rosh Chodesh. The Musrei Shabbos come before the Musrei Rosh Chodesh. So the Mara is assuming that the Musrei Rosh Chodesh are holier. And yet, the Mishnah is paskening that the Musrei Shabbos come, the Braisa is paskening that the Musrei Shabbos comes first. Obviously, Tadir comes first. Why would we think, explain the Mefarshim, that the Musrei Rosh Chodesh are holier than the Musrei Shabbos? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Shabbos is not called a Moed. And that's why we would think that the Musrei Rosh Chodesh are more. Another pshat is that the Gemara says that the Musaf Rosh Chodesh has the power to bring kapara for somebody who is Tameh. So since it has this power, we would think it's holier. And a third pshat, a beautiful pshat, is that the Musrei Rosh Chodesh is different than Shabbos. On Shabbos, we get a Neshama Yisera. Great. But Motzei Shabbos, that Neshama Yisera leaves us. On Rosh Chodesh, whatever Hashpah, whatever Rosh Chodesh brings, that Hashpah remains for the rest of the month. So that's why the Gemara is assuming that Musrei Rosh Chodesh are more than Musrei Shabbos, are more Mekodesh, and yet the halacha is that Musrei Shabbos come first, to which the Gemara responds, Ot Rosh Chodesh l'Musrei D'Dei Ahani, when we bring on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh a Musaf, the Shabbos to the Musaf is a different Musaf. The Musaf Shabbos Loyahani, it makes the Shabbos to the Musaf greater. And therefore, since it makes the Shabbos to the Musaf greater, that's why the Mishnah teaches. The obvious question is that we just had a similar kash and a similar teretz a moment ago. Why is the Gemara doing this again? So some Mefarshim suggest that there's a Taisus that says this, that it's the style of the Gemara to ask the same question, even though the same teretz could be given, because the Gemara is trying to see if there's another teretz. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggests that Musaf of Shabbos and Musaf of Rosh Chodesh are different. And we think that Shabbos has the power to infuse Rosh Chodesh, which is not Shabbos, shouldn't have that power to infuse, teaches us the Gemara that even Rosh Chodesh, which is a weekday, has the power to infuse the Shabbos, that Rosh Chodesh has the power to infuse the Musaf of Shabbos, that it should be a different Musaf altogether, a more Mekodesh to the Musaf. And this concept has various repercussions, as I saw in the Paiskim, La'alocha. One is an interesting vort from Dar Sameach. Dar Sameach discusses a situation where Shabbos and Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos. And we know that halacha is that when Yom Kippur, that on Shabbos, we're going to learn about it in a moment more, you have to make Kiddush. Yom Kippur, of course, we don't make Kiddush. The question is, if Rachman Otzlan, somebody has to eat on that Shabbos, should he make Shabbos Yom Kippur, should he make Kiddush? The answer, says Dar Sameach, is that Shabbos is not a regular Shabbos. That Shabbos is infused with the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. And since it's infused with the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, if on Yom Kippur we don't make Kiddush, on Shabbos, that Shabbos of Yom Kippur, we should make Kiddush, even if Rechman Slan, someone has to eat. Interesting verse from the Gra. The question is, if some Rechman Slan is an oval, and he davens normally as the Shaliach Tzibur, davens Tefillah, he's the Chazan, should he daven Rosh Chodesh? Certainly the suggestion can be made that he certainly shouldn't say Halal, he certainly shouldn't say Musaf, daven, because he's Ovel, and this is special Tefillah of Yontif, of Rosh Chodesh. The question is, what about Shachris? Says the Gra, that if our Gemara is teaching us that the Musaf, that the Shachris, that the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh is not only the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, but even the Tamid of Rosh Chodesh, the other tefillahs of Rosh Chodesh, are different tefillahs. So it comes out that the Shachris of Rosh Chodesh is not your regular everyday Shachris. It may have the same Nusach, but it's not your everyday Shachris. And since it's not your everyday Shachris, that's why you should daven, the Ovel, says the Gra, shouldn't even daven Shachris. Similarly, true from Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe. He says, what would be the halacha on Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach, Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkot? We have someone, we know the halacha is, what are you supposed to do in that Musaf? In that Musaf, you're supposed to mention Pesach, you're supposed to mention Shabbos, you're supposed to mention Sukkot, you're supposed to mention Shabbos. What happens if somebody forgot, and he only mentioned Pesach, and he only mentioned Sukkot, and he neglected to mention Shabbos? What will be the halacha? Says Ramosha, you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Very big chiddush. Because he's saying that our Gemara is teaching us that the Yontif permeates the Shabbos. So when you say Pesach, when you say Chag HaMatzos, when you say Chag HaSukkos, you're really speaking about Shabbos too. And you wouldn't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Therefore, I saw that there are Sfarim that suggest, as important as it is to learn all week long, there's specifically an importance to learn on Shabbos. Because our Gemara is teaching us that the Shachris of the whole week, Shabbos is a different Shachris. So the learning of the whole week, even though Talmud Torah is so very important all week, the Talmud Torah of Shabbos is a different Talmud Torah. And therefore Shabbos one should learn even more than he does all week. Similarly, there's a Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, we know that the Gemara says, Ein Torah k'Torah Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what makes the Torah of Eretz Yisrael different than the Torah of Chutz Laaretz? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same Torah. It's the same Masechta Zvachim here in Eretz Yisrael, says the Chasam Sofer. Here we see that the same Musaf, the same chakras during the week, and on Shabbos and Yontav, it's a different chakras. It's a different Musaf, even if the words are the very same words. Similarly, says the Chassam Sofer, it may be the same Torah, maybe the same Daf Gemara, but if it's put into Eretz Yisrael with the Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael brings along with it, it's a different Daf Gemara, and therefore ain't Torah Keteres Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Toshma. It says in the Braisa, Musrei Rosh Chodesh Koidvin LeMusrei Rosh Hashanah. The halach is that if it's Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah on the same day, in other words, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah is on the same day, the halach is you should say the Musrei Rosh Chodesh before the Musrei Rosh Hashanah. I forgot, even though Rosh Hashanah could catch you. Rosh Hashanah is holier. Why is Rosh Hashanah holier? Explained the Rishonim. Because in Rosh Chodesh you're allowed to work, in Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to work. Answers the Gemara the same. Teretz. Otter Rosh Hashanah lemusfi the day ahani. Does Rosh Hashanah only affect the musaf that we daven because of Rosh Hashanah? The musaf the Rosh Chodesh lehani. The Rosh Chodesh the musaf that we daven all year long, and that we say that nusach on Rosh Hashanah, it's a different musaf, and it's certainly much more holier. Tashma. So Gemara attempts a different raya. Dova Acher. The Braisa says, Birchas Hayoim Tadira, or Birchas Hayoim Eina Tadira. The Braisa discusses the Kiddush that we make Friday night. And we say Bari Priyagofen, and we say Baruch Meshabbos, Kaddish Shabbos. Which bracha do we make first? We first make the Bari Priyagofen. Why? Because Bari Priyagofen is Tadir, the Tadir Vishaina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. That's why I make the Bari Priyagofen first. Ask the Gemara, Afagav, the Birch Sayyim Kedisha, even though the Birch Sayyim is holier. Why is the Birch Sayyim holier? Because the Birch Sayyim speaks about Shabbos, and it has a Chiv Deraisa to say Mekadish Shabbos. So shouldn't we go, if we go on Mekadish, shouldn't we make the Birch Sayyim first? Answers the Gemara, Otu Shabbos Le Birch Sayyim Ahani? Does the Shabbos, does the fact that today is Shabbos only affect the bracha mekadesh Shabbos, lebrichas hayoyim loyahani, lebrichas hayoyim loyahani, the bari priyagofen of Shabbos, kiddush of Shabbos particularly, is a different bari priyagofen, and it's a holier bari priyagofen. So bari priyagofen has both advantages. It's mekadesh and tadir, and therefore it should come first. Of course, we've discussed at the beginning of our parak, we don't have the time to repeat it, the issue that the bari priyagofen may be only a chiv derabbanon, and the brichas kiddush may be a chiv deraisa. Toshma, so Gemara tries to bring another raya, Gemara that we've discussed. Dam Reb Yochanan, halacha. The halacha is, this halacha comes up particularly on Yom Kippur, where, let's say, the tzibur got delayed in davening shachris and kriyas atayra, and by the time they're up to musaf, it's already time that you should daven mincha. The halacha is, v'spal adam shel mincha v'achkash shel musafim. Since mincha is tadir, mincha we have to daven every day, Musaf is not davened every day. Mincha comes first. So we see that Tadr comes before Mekodesh. Answers the Gemara. Ought the Shabbos l'tfilas Musaf mahani? Does the Shabbos only affect the Tfilas Musaf? L'tfilas Mincha lehani? The Yom Kippur digger Mincha is a different Mincha. So hasn't it Tadr and Mekodesh? Interesting machloikus v'shoinim. Tosfos says this halacha that we're learning, that you should daven, if the time came for Mincha Musaf, daven Mincha first. Says Taisus, it's only, we know that people could daven Mincha early in the day, people could daven Mincha later in the day. So it says, the Gemara here is referring only where it's ready later in the day. And you didn't daven Musaf, you didn't daven Mincha, because as we're learning, it's Tadar HaMekodesh. But let's say it's early in the day. It's already the time you could daven Mincha. But there's plenty of time to daven Mincha, and there's plenty of time to daven Musaf. It's early afternoon. There, says Taisus, certainly we should follow the proper order, daven Musaf and then Mincha. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that Al Gemara says, once the time for Mincha came, Mincha always comes before Musaf. Mincha always comes before Musaf. Rosh actually says that this discussion that we just had is actually machlokes of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Another interesting machloikis apoiskim in this halacha is, let's say it's just the opposite. It's very late in the day, and there is no time to daven both musaf and mincha and not end the day. What should you do? So some poskim suggest that certainly there, mincha comes before musaf, and daven mincha, even at the expense of not being able to daven musaf. Other poskim disagree, because the halacha is, we know if somebody was an oinus, if somebody was beyond his control, missed a tefillah, the halacha is he could daven the next tefillah two times, tashlumim for the missed tefillah. Say the poskim. So let's look at this person. He only has time to daven one of the two tefillahs. For mincha, there's tashlumim matzoi Shabbos. If a person didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, he could daven ma'ariv twice. If he missed musaf, there is no tashlumim. So here we have this individual. If we're going to tell him to daven mincha, he will have lost the musaf. If we tell him to daven musaf, he'll be able to daven mincha with a tashlumim. Therefore, he should daven musaf, not mincha. That's what some paiskim say. Other paiskim say, no, mincha comes before musaf, and that's what has to always be followed. So Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, shlomim shl esmail. If you have in front of you the carbon shlomim that was brought yesterday, and the chatas for Oshem shal yoyim, and the chatas for Oshem, which were only brought today, were following Rashi's pshat. So the Mishnah said, shlomim shl emes kaidmin. The carbon that was brought yesterday comes first. What is the deek in the Mishnah, says the Gemara? If both the chatas and Oshem and the shlomim were all brought today, chatas Oshem kadmin. Bring the chatas for Oshem before the shlomim. I've got the shlomim to diri. People bring a shlomim more than they bring a chatas for Oshem. Because a shlomim, anytime you want to bring a carbon, you can bring a shlomim. Chatas for Oshem, as we've learned numerous times, you could only bring if you're mechuyiv to bring. So you see that even though it's tadir, the mekudosh comes first. Says the Gemara, the fact that shlomim are brought more often than chatas for Oshem doesn't make it tadir. It makes it matzui. The word tadir and the word matzui are not synonymous. Matzui means kamen. Tadir means constant chiyiv. And therefore, says Rava, matzui kamrit. When you're trying to bring a raya from matzui, matzui is all different. We're not talking about matzui, tadir coming by one. We're asking if you have tadir mekodesh, what comes first? Matzui. But if you have a situation of matzui and mekodesh, like coming by one, that isn't a question. Certainly, the mekodesh comes before the matzui. So ask the mefarshim, going back to the previous Gemara. The Gemara said that the yayin comes before the bracha on the yayin Friday night, comes before the bracha mekadesh Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara said that yayin is tadir and mekadesh Shabbos is mekodesh. But ask the mefarshim, yayin isn't tadir, yayin is matzui. You can always make a bracha on wine, but that's not called tadir. Now we're saying that we're talking about tadir, not about matzui. So Shagas Aryeh answers that Bari Priya Goffin is considered not just matzui, it's considered tadir. Since there are so many times that the halacha requires that we make a Bari Priya Goffin by Kiddush and by Avdolah and by a wedding and by a bris, that isn't just matzui, that's tadir. Therefore, the Gemara, when it spoke about Yayin, did not call Yayin matzui, it called it tadir. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggests, there's a difference between the matzui of Shlomim and the matzui of Yayin. Shlomim is matzui because it's more common that people should bring a carbon shlomim. It's more likely that a person should bring a carbon shlomim more than bringing every other carbon. Yayin is the difference is even greater. There's a differential. It's a little more likely, but there isn't such a significant differential. Yayin, which comes all the time, even if you technically could argue that it's really just matzui, not tadir, something that is so very matzui really falls into the category of tadir. Amalei Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava. So he asks, are you ready to say that there are two separate halachic concepts? There's a concept of matzui and the concept of tadir, and they're to be treated differently? Ask the Gemara, Otam matzui laf tadir, are matzui and tadir not the same? V'tanya, the Braisa speaks about when is there a chiv to bring a karmel chattis if somebody does an aveira. And the Torah, no less than four times, when it speaks about bringing kamechata, says it's regarding situation of ashalois asena. Somebody did something they shouldn't have. So Bryce first says, maybe I would think it's only by averucham, that mitzvah say, that's kala, that's a light mitzvah say shouldn't bring. What about a serious mitzvah say? Still. Then the Gemara says, maybe the mitzvah of Pesach, where even though it's a mitzvah say, but it's chiv karis, so I'll eliminate that. How do we know we should eliminate mila, which is even also mitzvah say that's karis and is more common? So says the Braisa, oitzeh Pesach, I'll indeed perhaps eliminate that there is no chiv chatas by karm Pesach, because even though there's a chiv karis for not bringing the pchatas, but it's ain't a tadir, it's not that concept. Karm Pesach is only brought once a year. For why oitzeh is a mila, but I won't eliminate the mila she'ena tadira, which is not as common. Maybe for there, there should be a chiv chatas. Ask the Gemara, my tadira. Now, what makes the mila tadir? It's not the, it's matzui. And yet, we see that the Braisa calls it tadir. So we see that matzui and tadir are one and the same. Answers the Gemara, what does tadira there mean? Tadira b'mitzvahs. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is tadira b'mitzvahs, because the Torah speaks about the chiv of a mila no less than 13 times. And since the Torah says it so very often, it's a raya that it's a greater mitzvah. The Sosemis doesn't like that pshat. He says the fact that the Torah tells us to do something one time or many times doesn't change the obligation. He says the mitzvah smila comes that it's on the body itself and remains permanently on one's body. And that's why it's called tadira. Another teretz, ibayis ema, mila lagabe Pesach, when we compare mila to Pesach, Kitadidami. Since mila is done so much more frequently than Pesach. Pesach, Karm Pesach is only brought Erev Pesach. This is brought every day. Therefore, since it's passively done every day, that's why it's called Tadr. Because it's only relative to Karm Pesach. So the Gemara ended this sugya. What is the halacha by Matsui and Tadr? Matsui, Tadr and Mekudosh, without an answer. Interesting shaila the Shagas Aryeh poses. The shaila comes up. Friday night in the summer, many people daven Meirv early. And we know if somebody davens Meirv early, so he probably said Kriyishma before the Zman. So he has to say Kriyishma over. What is the halacha? You finished eating Friday night, and now it's the Zman to say Kriyishma. But it's also the Zman to say Birchas HaMazon. What comes first? The Kriyishma, which certainly carries with it a chiv deraisa, and certainly could be considered tadir, because you have a chiv to say krishma twice every day, or the birchas hamazon. So the Paiskim suggests that you should say birchas hamazon, even though a strong argument can be made that krishma has many reasons to go first. Why? So the Paiskim suggest that the halach, because krishma has a longer zman, the Birchas HaMazon. We know that we only could bench for 72 minutes after we finish the meal. Krishma we could say much longer. And therefore, since this has a shorter window, say Birchas HaMazon first. Similar shaila. If it's Rosh Hashanah and there's a Bris Mila, what should be done first? The Bris Mila or the Kiyas Shofar? Or Purim and there's Kriyas Megillah and a Bris Mila, what should be done first? So the Ramah and many Paiskim say that Bris Mila should be done first. That many Paiskim, however, disagree. And they say, maybe particularly on Purim, Persumei Nisa, that the Megillah and the Shofar come first. Mila is Tadir, and Megillah is only the Rabbanon. The answer is, they want to suggest, that something that's a specific mitzvah, that's only a mitzvah for today, that's only a mitzvah for today, there we don't follow all of the general rules, and the special chayvus hayoyim, the special obligation that this day brings with it, always takes precedence. So therefore there's an interesting machlokes what to do. The Gemara has not resolved this question of Tadir Mekudosh, what comes first. But it's interesting, if we look in the Rabbi Tanura, he says that Tadir comes before Mekudosh. And I saw that the Chassidus Sfarim explain why. They say a very interesting pshat. They say, you have a person with the following situation. He could go to a shir every day. But you know, to go to a shir every day is difficult. Not every day is somebody up to learning the way he's supposed to be learning. Or you could have an individual that could go to a, to go to shir once a week. He'll feel well. He'll rest the whole week. He won't have to get up early. He'll stay up late to go to shir. What goes first? The tadir, they should learn every day. Or makudish, you should learn once a week, but learn really well. The answer is tadir. Of course, a person has to have a tadiris. The person has to have a kvius in all of his kiyum hamitzvahs. Ask the Gemara. Ibailu. So now the Gemara asks the following question. Tadir v'she'en a tadir. If we have a situation that something is a tadir and something is not tadir. And we know, going back to the first mission of the Perek, that certainly the halach is tadir v'she'en a tadir, tadir kaidim. But what happened here was the kadim v'shachl v'she'en a tadir. He did the wrong thing. He shechted the ein tadir first. My, me Amrin, and do we say kivin the shechti? He shouldn't have shechted this carbon first, but he did. Makavlei, complete this carbon. Oidoma, it's bad enough that you did the wrong shechita. Yov la'achal maris damai, give it to somebody else to mix the blood of this carbon. Add the makavlei la tadir, then go do the avoida with the tadir, and then v'had the makavlei she'en a tadir. Come back to the carbon that you started with. But again, it's important to qualify this question, as the Paiskim disqualified this question. The Paiskim say that the Gemara that's giving this advice, that you should perhaps give that carbon to somebody else to mix the blood, and then come back to your carbon, is only when there's this option available. But when there isn't a simple option available, certainly, even if you started with the wrong thing, you should finish with the wrong thing. Three examples that I saw. One example is, let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So we know the halach is that during Berachas HaMazon, you're supposed to say first Ritzei, and then you say Yalav Yavai. Let's say somebody started Yalav Yavai before he started saying Ritzei. In the middle of Yalav Yavai, he realizes, oi, I'm supposed to say Ritzei. There, say the Paiskim, that of course, he should finish Yalav Yavai first. Because to stop in the middle of Yalav Yavai, jump to Ritzei, and then come back to Yalav Yavai is not really a good piece of advice. And therefore, of course, we don't say jump around. Another situation. In many communities, the minig is that during the first two nights of Pesach, and Chutzlah is the first night of Eretz Yisrael, we say Hallel in Shul by davening. And let's say it's a Friday night. So first you have to say Ve'ichulu. And let's say the shul, they started Hallel before saying Ve'ichulu. And they realize in the middle of Hallel, oi, we were supposed to say Ve'ichulu first. Say the Paiskim, of course you shouldn't stop in the middle of the Hallel and jump to the Ve'ichulu and come back. It's not an option. And our Gemara, where we've given an option, that's where the Gemara has a Shaila. One more interesting discussion. Interesting Shaila. It's during the weekend of Beis HaKnesses. And there's somebody in shul who has a yard site. So he's mechuyev to get an aliyah. And the gabbai forgot. And he went and called up somebody else. And then he realizes, oi, I shouldn't have called up this person. I should have called up the person who has a chiyev. And it's during the week where you can't make a haysafa. So what's the din? Say the paiskim again. Because here we're referring to a situation where we don't have an easy option. Because to tell a person who was already called up to the Sefer Torah to leave is terribly embarrassing. We have no option. Only in our Gemara, where there's a simple solution, does the Gemara have a question. Says the Gemara, Amar Afuna Masura, Toshma. The Gemara attempts to bring a raya, for we learned in the Mishnah. Shlomim Shlemes, if you have the Karm Shlomim of yesterday, V'chatos V'oshim Shloyim, and you have the Karm Chatos V'oshim of today, there the halach is, Shlemes Kalim Shoyim, bring yesterday's Karm first. Says the Gemara, what is the diyuk in the Mishnah? Hadiyoyim dumi de emish, if both kabbonis, if it would be the same, Vechidami, what would be the case? The shach, that you have today Shlomim, and you have today's Chatis for Oshram, and the Kodim shach de Shlomim, and instead of doing the Chatis and Oshram first, you first did the Shlomim, the halacha is kad tzvash mekadmi. Stop. Go to the chatz v'ashem and go back. So isn't that an answer? It says, well, that's not necessarily the deek in the Mishnah. Dilma, perhaps the deek in the Mishnah is shlomim the emes v'chatz v'ashem diyoyim heichim shkach slo t'shachtinu l'tavayu. The Mishnah is referring to a case that they're both slaughtered, and now I have the dam of both of them, and there the halach is, since I have both dams in front of me, goes chatas before shlomim. Avloy l'shechtan el tavayu, where I only shechted the shlomim of today, which I shouldn't have, because I should have done the chatas first, like tabaylach remains a shayla. So the Gemara attempts a different raya. Toshma, Bryce that we discussed earlier. Birch sayayin tadira, Friday night, you have to make a bar priya goffin. You have to make a Mekadosh Shabbos. The halach is, the Bari Priya Goffin comes first. Berchas Ayayim Tadira, or Berchas Ayayim Eina Tadira, and the halach is, Tadrish Eina Tadr Tadr Kaidim. So what do we see? That even though the Chiv of Shabbos came first, Mekadosh Shabbos, we jump to the Berchas Ayayim. So isn't that a raya that we could jump away? Hach Nami, says the Gemara, even though the chiv to make Mekadosh Shabbos comes as soon as Shabbos starts, keeping the Asyun, but now, right now, what is the situation? I didn't make Kiddush at the moment that Shabbos began. I came home from Shul, like everybody else that makes Kiddush. So now I have a chiv to make both brachas. So it's commanded Shechiti Tavai Dami, and therefore I should go with the proper order. Similar Gemara. Toshma. Dama Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Mispal Odom Shel Mincha, Vakach Shel Masofim. That if it's ready, this man Mincha, first Av Mincha, then Musaf. Either Zman Musaf came first, doesn't make a difference. I go to Mincha. So, isn't this a Raya? So it's the same Teretz. And a Chanami, you should have done Mincha before Mincha. But now you didn't. And now you have both with Chiyuvim. Hachanami, Kim and Zman Tfilis Mincha, command the Shechiti Tavai Dami, and therefore Davin Mincha first. Amalei, Rav Achab Reid, Rav Rashi Lervina from the following Gemara, perhaps we have a Raya. The halacha is, Erev Pesach, after the Tamid Shebein Abayim, they brought the Karim Pesach. Says the Gemara, Shachta Kodim Chatzois. If they shachted the Karim Pesach before Chatzois, it's possible. Neshenem Boi Ben Abayim. Kodim L'Tamid, but let's say you shachted the Pesach first. And then, you realize you should have done the Tamid first. Kosher, go stop and do the Tamid. V'yimimaris B'damai, and have somebody else stir blood of the Karim Pesach, Ach Yizrik Adam. So you see that even though you did the wrong thing, you should stop and go do the right thing. Says the Gemara, Hachle Ma'iskinen, Kigoyen the Shach to the Tamid Bereisha. He Shach to the Tamid first. And Ochanami, had he not Shach to the Tamid, had he not Shach to the Tamid, he should have finished the Pesach. Here, he Shach to the Pesach, is shecht the tamid, so I have the two dams in front of me. What do? I do the dam of the tamid, and then I take care that the blood of the Pesach shouldn't congeal, and then I come back. Ask the Mechus Chinuch, another achroinim. How can we ask a question from there? There it has nothing to do with Tadir. There it's a halacha that Karim Pesach has to come after the tamid. It has nothing to do with Tadir, and ain't a Tadir. It's a special din. The first you do the Tamid Shebein Abayim, then you do the Pesach. So I saw two terutz. One terutz is that the halacha that the Tamid has to come before the Pesach is only regarding the Shechita, not regarding the rest of the Avodas. Mechus Chinuch says another terutz. What that the halacha says is that let's say it's not yet the Zman, or it's exactly the Zman of the Tamid and the Ben Abayim, do the Tamid first. But here we're talking about it's past the Zman. Past the Zman, that halacha doesn't apply. That's not referring to a case where he shechted the Pesach and didn't do anything with the Tamid, because the Brisa says, Achi Yizrik Adam. It's talking about a case where you should do the Zrika on the Tamid. It's talking about a case where you shechted the Pesach, you shechted the Tamid, you have both dams in front of you, so the Mishnah is telling you what to do. But it could well be that if you shechted the Pesach, which you shouldn't have done, because the Pesach comes after the Tamid, still, once you did the wrong thing, complete the carbon before you go to the next. Again, so we have no Raya. We learned in the Mishnah, in all situations, the Kohanim have a right to eat the carbon in any way they so choose. Amr of my tama, amr kra, lamashcha, lagadula, kaderach shemalachim eichlam. You should eat the Karim Pesach the way kings eat, as, and they eat in a way that's enjoyable to them. Up to the point that I saw that there's some suggest that if a Kayin eats a carbon prepared in a way that he doesn't enjoy, he's not joy to the carbon. It has to be lamashcha, midaraisa. So Mefarshim ask why. Why is the Torah so specific, teaching us that the Tayhanim have to eat it the way that they enjoy? So I saw a beautiful pshat. The truth of the matter is, the Mefarshim explained, if we look at the Kahanim have a difficult situation. They're eating food that's being donated to them. People bring kabbonis. So how will the Kahanim, is that the way the Kahanim should, is that the way Kaisal has a kapara, Kahanim Eichlam and Balam Eskaprim? Is that the way we treat great people, that they have to live off others? The answer is, the Gemara says, that normally giving somebody something is embarrassing to the receiver. But let's say the person who's receiving it is a great individual. The Gemara says, but he had no, Gemara says, the Kedushin. There was that hano that this person was willing to take a gift from me. It's my honor that this great individual took a gift from me. So if now the Kahanim are treated like Malachim, so they're taking something from us, it's not their embarrassment, it's our honor that they're willing to take our gifts. So we have to turn the Kahanim into Malachim. How do we turn the Kahanim into Malachim? Because they eat Lamashcha. Kederach Shemalachim Eichlam. So the Mefarshim go on to say, this is a pshat and a pasuk in the Torah. We all remember that when Yitzchak asked Esav to prepare for him a meal, Yitzchak says, "Vaseli matamim kasher or hafti." Very difficult pasuk. Yitzchak Avinu, tzaddik. So to him it makes a difference, kasher or hafti. How the carbon is eaten? How the meat is eaten? I only like it prepared this way, not that way. How do we understand that? Say to Mefarshim, it was a carbon. Karban Pesach, Karban Chagiga, various Midrashim. And our Gemara is teaching us that when a carbon is eaten, it has to be Lamashch, Gederach Shemalachim Eichlam. So Yitzchak told Esav, Kasher Hafti. In order that the carbon should be properly eaten, it has to be eaten Lamashcha, Kasher Hafti. Says the Mishnah. Amrav Shimon, Imri Isa Shemesh Mischalik Bazara. If you see that Shemin is being divided in the Azara, Ein Tzarech L'Shamahu. There is no reason to ask where does the Shemen come from. Ela Maisa Rikiche Menachas Yisrael. The halach is that there are various different types of carbon minchas. One of the type of carbon minchas are minchas that are baked like rikikin, like wafers. We'll discuss this in Masechta Menachas. And the Gemara Masechta Menachas and Daf Ayin Hey teaches us that it is the opinion of Rab Shimon that when you bring mincha rikikin, when you bring mincha that is like wafers, there's just a little amount of oil smeared on top of the wafer, and the rest is given to the Kahanim. Or, like Shemesh HaMetzairah, we discussed this halacha too, that the Metzairah has to bring some Shemen. It's poured from one Kohen's hand into the next Kohen's hand. Some of it is spritzed towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then some is put on the Kohen's foot and hand and on the top of his head. And the rest is distributed to the Kohanim. Imri Isa continues the Mishnah, Shemen Shunitan Gabe Ishim. If you see shemen put on a carbon, on the fire, on the mizbeach, ain't tzarech mashmahu. You shouldn't ask what it is. El michas rikike michas kahanim. Although, we've learned this halacha, that by carbon mincha, normally the halacha is that a kaimitz is taken and burnt on the mizbeach. The rest of the carbon mincha is distributed to the kahanim. If a kaim brings a mincha, all of it is burnt on the mizbeach. So if the kaim brought a michas rikikin, and just a little oil is used, what's done with the leftover? It's put on the Mizbeach. Umechas Koy Mashiach. The halacha is that the Koy Mashiach had to bring every day a carbon mincha, chavitim, machtzitz v'baikim, machtzitz v'erif. Much oil is brought along with it, shlosh slugim. So you have a lot of leftover oil. Comes from a Koyin Gadol. So the leftover is burnt on the Mizbeach. Shem is not v'shemen. You can't have a situation where oil alone is brought as a carbon. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Tafin Omer, if Tafin disagrees and he says Misnad and Shemin, you could have a situation that you bring Shemin. So the Karen Ira asks, what does this mission have to do with our Perek? We're learning about Tadr, we're learning about all these halachas, Mekodesh, what does that have to do about the oil in the Beis HaMikdash? So he says that actually our Mishnah is a continuation of a Braisa. That the Braisa says that, just like we spoke various Kabbalas, the halacha is Yayin comes before Shemin. Some have denoted Yayin, some have denoted Shemin, Yayin comes first. Why? Because the Yayin is completely poured on the Mizbeach, the Shemin, some is given away. So now, since that halacha was mentioned in the Braisa, that's the basis of this Mishnah, so now we start talking about the halachas of the Yayin and Shemin. Amr Shmuel, the Divrei Rebbeinu Tarfin, according to Tarfin, Hamsnad of Shemin, somebody who donates Shemin, can come to, he takes off the Kaimitz, the Shira of Nechalim, and the Shiraim are eaten by the Kahanim. My Tama, Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, Karbin Mincha. Melamed, to teach us that there's a situation, Shemisnadim Shemin, the Ki Ma Mincha, the Ki Mincha, and it's compared to Karim Mincha. Ma Mincha, just like by every Karim Mincha, the halacha is Kaimitz, that the Kaimitz is removed. Vishira Nechalim, here to Av Shemin, by somebody donates a Karim Shemin, Kaimitz of Vishira of Nechalim. Ask them, Farshim, how can you take Kaimitz of oil? You could take a Kaimitz, a fistful of flour. How can you take a fistful of oil? So I saw three pshatim. Some say that oil is somewhat viscous, and you can take a kaimitz of oil. A second pshat is that they waited for the oil to congeal, so you should be able to take a kaimitz. A third pshat that I saw is that they measured how much a fistful of oil would fit into the palm of the kayin, and then they had a measuring cup with that amount, and that's how they took the kaimitz. Amar Rav Zeira, Afa na namatinina, Amar Rav Shimon, Imre Isu Shemin Shemeschalik Bezara, if you see that oil is being divided in the Azara, you have to tzarch l'shal mahu. Don't ask where it comes from. Ella, ma'isri kike minchas Yisrael. It's the leftover of the shemen that from when somebody, when the Yisrael donates a minchas rikikin, the like shemen shem etzayra. She'ein, because the Tanakhama's opinion is, she'ein misfad n'shemen. Misklal, obviously, the man, the omen that holds that you can't bring a carbon of shemen, bechlal the man, the omen misnadvin, mischalik. Amalei Abaya asks Abaya, Eima Seifa, let's continue learning our Mishnah. Imri Isa Shemin Shemina Gabi Ishim, if you see fire given up, putting, if you put Shemin on the Ishim, Yata Tzarch Lashoil, don't need to ask where did that oil come from. El Moise Rikika Mechas Kahana, we just explained this. Or Mechas Kahana Mashiach, Shemis Nad Mishamin. Mechlal, obviously, the Sefer is teaching us, Tlamanda Omer, Misnadvim, that according to Mandam that you can bring a carbon shemen, that would be a third situation where all of the shemen is burnt. So our Mishnah is somewhat of a stira. What is the halach of somebody's misnad of a carbon shemen? Do we have the kaimut shiraim situation, which seems to be the opinion of the reisha, or is the halach that's all burnt, which seems to be the opinion of the sefer? And that's what the Gemara says. L'rabayi kasha reisha, l'rabzei kasha sefer. Says the Gemara, bishlam l'rei Rav Zeira, that says that we follow the Kaimut Shrine formula. We have a way of explaining the Mishnah. Reisha is talking about the Shrayim, which are distributed, and the Seif is talking about the Kaimut, which is burnt. El Abaya, Kasha, answers the Gemara, Tana Reisha, or the Seifa. The Reisha is only mentioned because of the Seifa. The Reish that says that the Shem that's given out, you don't have to ask what is it? It's not to teach us that the Shemin is all divided. It's just because of the Sefer. Ask the Gemara, Bishlama, to find throughout Shas a situation, the Sefer Tani Mishum Reisha is quite common. El Reisha Mishum Sefer Mitani. Does the Mishnah change the wording of the Reisha only to be consistent with the Sefer? Answers the Gemara, in Amri B'Marava, in Netzisol, they learned that Tana Reisha Mishum Sefer. Tashma, Yain Kedivar Bekiva. According to Bekiva, that says that you could donate wine, L'Sfol. What should be done with that wine? It should be poured on these various, in the holes on the Mizbeach that will go down. Shem Kedivar Tarfin. Shem the Rav Tarfin said you could bring a carbon Shemin. Ma'i La'ishim. It should go to the fire. My love, isn't the Brisa saying, ask the Gemara, mid the Yayin. Just like by wine, when you donate wine, the Braisa says kula was swollen, all of it is poured down. Shemin, the same thing as by shemin, kula lishim. So how are you saying, ask the Gemara of Reb Zeira, that when you give shemen, this kaimitz and shrayim, isn't this price a raya that all of the shemen is burnt? Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Be the area. Hakadisa, hakadisa. The yayin is kulal asfalim. The shemen is the kaimitz and the shrayim. Amra Papa suggests Rav Papa ketanoi. Actually, this is perhaps machloek ketanoi. It says, shemen, if you bring a carbon shemen, how much do you have to bring? Tanakama says, la yifkas maloik, Rebbe oimer shloshes lugin. Ask them a maikamovki, what's the machloekis? Amra banan kamed Rav Papa, domi na mina, vadomi na vuka beisre, ikminayu. Shiloh, whenever you learn a gzeri shava, how much do you have to compare what you're learning to the source? The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan Hol, Ma'am Mincha Misnadvim, just like a Mincha is donated, Af Shem Misnadvim. Umino, Ma'am Mincha, when you bring a Mincha, the like Shemin, Af Kan like Shemin. And if we continue following this process, Ma'am Mincha, just like by Mincha, the Aloch is Kaim Tzav Yishrayim in the Chalim, Af Shemin, the Aloch is Kaim Tzav Yishrayim in the Chalim. Vidach, the other man Dama holds, Nisachim. Mincha, we learn from Mincha. Ma, Mincha, Misnadvin, Hashem Misnadvin. That we did learn. However, but since this is in the parasha of Nesachim, we now take that one halacha and apply it to Nesachim. By Nesachim, the halacha is Shlosh Yislumim, Hashem Shlosh Yislugim. And Ma Nesachim, the halacha is all of it is poured down with Sfalim, Hashem and Kulishim. So the Gemara is suggesting that this is based on the Machlok Tanoim. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Imi Mincha Maisa Loi Rebbe, if you're going to learn the halacha of carbon shemen from carbon mincha, the kulam adami no mina. El Rebbe, that doesn't, Mezrach Kamalah. He has a whole different makar. He has a different source. He learns it from Ezrach. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Rav Papa Lanasa, Miyatsi Armin Hachin, is that correct? Vatanya carbon mincha, Malamit Shemisnadin Shemen, Vekama Shloish Shalugim, and we're saying he's not learning it from carbon, he's learning it from Ezrach. So to which he said, if that's what it says, Tanya, if that's what the Brisa says, then my position is indeed refuted.